Blog Talk Radio.
Once again to Hear No Evil. I'm Darlene Lewis, your host and show producer. Tonight's topic is ranging from music to politics to money to travel, and our hot topic for the evening will be about cheating. Are men the only ones that cheat? Could there be some biological reasons why men cheat? Is there a such thing as the cheating gene? Can women have this gene? You want to tune in or you want to call in so we can talk about it, call me now at 347-989-0761. Yes, I am Darlene Lewis, and, you know, I noticed that sometimes when you're stressed out in a relationship or you just need to get away, 4 or 5 day or maybe 3 day weekend getaways are so great. Or if you're looking for family getaways or weekends for two or relaxing retreats, I find that nearby Florida has it all. For family fun, Florida is such a great destination for families, large or small. Enjoy amusement parks like Disney World and SeaWorld in Orlando. Swim with the dolphins at Marathon Key. Boat, snorkel, or sail at Sanibel and Captiva Barrier Islands. Now, from romantic escapes with its gorgeous beaches and technicolor sunsets, Florida inspires romance. So to get away from it all, visit the unspoiled white sand beaches on the island of Lovers Key near Fort Myers. For exciting nightlife, head to Miami South Beach, home to the hottest restaurants and hotels. Now for spa getaways, from grand resorts to boutique-sized havens, the perfect spa experience awaits in Fort Lauderdale. Visit Bliss at the W, Fort Lauderdale, offering custom facials, hot rock massages, salt scrubs, and body treatments. Experience the extraordinary restorative water ritual treatment at the Spa Palazzo at the Boca Raton Resort and Club. Let Florida be your passport to fun. Just go to visitflorida.com for romance and relaxation. Well, today's topic, like I said, is about relationships, and a lot's been in the news about couples from Tiger Woods to Shaquille O'Neal to John Edwards, who just admitted that he had a child outside of his marriage. It's just really crazy what's going on in couples world. People are not communicating, and I want to know, what gives your love life, or what gives your life love? According to a doctor friend of mine, Dr. Kerner, he said having a healthy love life is an essential part of being in a healthy relationship. But when it comes to talking about sex, nobody is born with the gift of gab. We blush, we cringe, we'd sooner discuss the economy. But if you begin the conversation with the things you love about your partner, then it becomes easier to talk about the ways in which you express that love, including sex. It's called a constructive compliment. For example, if foreplay isn't lasting long enough, tell your partner something like, I love it when you kiss me, and I just want those kisses to go on and on and on. That's the way, better than saying, you don't understand women. You just go straight for the goods. The key to any relationship talk is to maintain a spirit of positive communication. You only have one love life, and you deserve to live it to the fullest. Sex talk today keeps the doctor away. And being that we are on the topic of love and sex, I want to bring something to you to listen to. It just takes me back. It's from the OJs, Forever Mine. Check it out. Oh,
forever mine. Oh, cause you're my kind.
Yeah, man, those were the days when really, really, really good music was on the radio. And, you know, I'm feeling the OJ's right about now, but I'm also feeling another artist who just lost his battle with colon cancer. His name is Teddy Pendergrass. And, you know, we all miss him. And I understand that Tyrese, the actor, singer, is going to be playing him in an upcoming movie. But I want to hear some Teddy Pendergrass. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you, caller 347-989-0761. Here's some Teddy, and I'll be right back.
Yeah. as I lay here next to you, holding you in my arms, baby. I get a thought here in my mind that says, take your time. I don't wanna move too fast.
That was a double dose of Teddy Pendergrass, Easy, Take It Easy, and Get Up, Get Down, Get Funky, Get Loose. In regards to cheating, which is one of the topics that a lot of individuals have called in and said they wanted to speak about, we also wanted to talk about pregnancy in the black teen community. I was doing some research, and an educator by the name of Steve Perry says that black teen pregnancy rates are on the rise. Mothers must teach their daughters how to value what's between their ears and instead of what is between their legs. Now, you and I heard the song Baby by Me by 50 Cent. This is as much a statement about him as it is about the woman and the women he beds. The song tells the story of a woman who sexually pleases him so well that he responds with his own proposition, have a baby by me, be a millionaire. Yet the devaluation of black women can no longer be solely pinned on rappers like 50. When the Centers for Disease Control reports that 72% of all black births were to single women in 2007 versus 29% of white and 51% of Latino births, is it any surprise that black girls now have among the highest rates of pregnancy? The more pertinent message in this song is that 50 Cent isn't offering love, marriage, or even companionship. The prize to be with a man like him is to have his baby, and baby ultimately equals money. Now, according to Steve Perry, he tried to convince his female students that the most attractive body part was their mind. But when their mothers are fixated more on how they look on the outside rather than what is going on in the inside, his voice just fades away. Now, I've seen many black girls accept poor treatment from boys because they feel worthless. Older men, abusive boyfriends, and some of the most intellectually dull males have ever seen in my life have infiltrated females' minds. Too many mothers and fathers are caught up in their own relationship woes to offer any parental guidance to their daughters so that they feel valuable. If the girl can't get that at home, she'll get it from wherever or whatever boy comes her way. I've seen black women happily rocking to the Destiny Child's lyrics, if your status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be street if you're looking at me. And for the boys, this sentiment is why they stop being the good guys that they are. When good isn't good enough, anonymous is the key. And any more for most black girls. Matter of fact, for most girls. 50 Cent is simply another voice added to the pop culture choir of those who think that black women will do anything, not realizing that the consequences of their actions are having tragic results on the children. Now, I understand recently that Vivica Fox, who was, as you know, one of 50's former girlfriends, for whatever it's worth, I guess they've made up and they no longer have a beef with each other, but I saw her actually in his latest video, and basically it was a song about them, you know, like she was his previous girl. I also saw Joe Budden's girlfriend in the video, and I believe her name, another girl that used to play on TV's For Your Love, she played in the, actually she throws wine or water in 50's face. Basically, these girls are just, I don't know whether they're just doing it for the money, but sometimes you got to put your foot down and say, sometimes you got to put your foot down and say enough is enough. Because, you know, nowadays women, especially women of color, are not being promoted properly or like ladies in most of these music videos. From college campuses to nightclubs, sisters have to stop co-signing the notion expressed by the raunchiest of rappers. Not just video vixens either. Smart, professional black women have so lowered their standards that we don't even think twice when she declares that she wants an intelligent thug. The question remains, why are so many of you allowing your daughters, your sisters, your friends to go to college for a degree only to leave with a baby and a deadbeat baby's daddy? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said that a man can't ride your back unless it's bent. So, ladies, get over this infatuation with men who treat women like stunts. Stop having children with losers or going on daytime talk shows to find out who's the daddy. Select men who are about something, not used to be or going to be something. You have the unique ability to make men do amazing things to impress you. And once you do, you will be surprised what a man will do when he is fully aware of your value. And it's very important also that you teach your young girls to be ladies first, okay? Because if not, they'll wind up sleeping with someone else.
If I could forget him, I would. Please believe me, and I know that I should throw the towel in, but baby, it's not that easy. Hey, you treat me so much better than him, and if I was sane, there'd be no competition, but I'm in love with someone else. And I'm so sorry, hey, I'm in love with another man, and I know it ain't right, hey. You should go and find someone else who can treat you right. Give you the world, someone who understands the man you are. 'Cause baby, you shine so bright, and I would just dim your star. A girl who treats you like you treat them. Boy, I know there's plenty of women who would love to have a man like you, but I'm in love with someone else. I'm so sorry, baby. Hey, I know I ain't right. No, 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 no. But what I did to you, baby. Baby, I just don't want to, 'cause he ain't no doctor, nah. And we always seem to fight. He got the perfect body, and sometimes he don't even treat me right. Oh, but when I'm with him, but when I'm with him, if I could forget.
Thank you for calling Hear No Evil. You're on the air.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is this Ms. Lewis?
Yes. Who's this?
This would be Tuffy Questel. How are you?
Tuffy! How are you? Oh, my God.
I'm blessed. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I cannot complain. God has been too good to me, so I can't complain at all.
And listen, it doesn't pay to complain because nobody listens anyway.
That's why they listen, but they don't want to hear it. So it's almost senseless.
Listen, Connie Questel, of course, emailed me your movie information.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent some people to you. I don't know how many came, but how was the movie shoot? How did it turn out?
It turned out well, and it's still going. You know, we have we have three more weeks. This was our first week of production. It was awesome. Tomorrow's a nice quiet day, but I'm preparing for next week. Next week is my big week. Wednesday is the biggest day of the movie. It's the culmination of the film. The film is called The Miracle of Spanish Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a brother who just can't find his way. No matter what he does, he keeps getting knocked down and twists and turns, and every time something good seems to happen, something bad seems to happen. And we all can identify with that kind of brother.
Yes, we can. Now, does he have woman troubles along the way?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I mean, I don't know too many men who don't have women troubles along the way. Just like I don't know too many women who don't have men troubles along the way.
I don't have men troubles.
Amen. Aren't you fortunate?
Well, we all can be fortunate if we learn how to deal with each other. You know, it's all about communication.
I totally agree.
So tell me a little bit about what made you write or what made you get involved with this, and who's the writer, and I understand you're casting or you're producing.
I am. I'm casting, and I'm also in it because the writer and the director are good friends of mine, and they were like, Tuffy, we got to put you in here because you are the embodiment of what New York actors are all about. So I love that blessing. But the writer is Carlos Bermudez. The director is Derek Partridge Velez, and it's a strong Latin, African-American love fest. When I read the script, I got to be honest, I read the script and I was in love immediately. It's one of those scripts. It's an endearing project about a brother who, since he was a kid, he lost his dog early on, and that was the beginning of the end for him. He just never seemed to get it right after that. Everything affected everything, affected everything. And when I sat at home and I read the script, and usually when I read a script, I read 30 pages and I put it down for a little while. I was so caught up in it that I read the whole thing in like an hour, and that night when I got in bed, my wife fell asleep, I read it again. It just was so incredible. I was blown away by it. So I told them, please let me be involved. I know this, and it's an independent film. They don't want to go the major route like most people do because you lose the property. You end up losing it to a bigger house like a Sony or a Paramount or a Warner Brothers who wants to own everything you've done and worked for the last 10 years, and that's exactly what this project is. So I had to do it. I told them there's no way they could not. I told them I'd consult. I'd do whatever I can to be a part of it, and that's what happened.
Wow. Okay, so are they going to go straight to DVD with this, or are they trying to get it in small theaters?
They definitely want to do a theatrical release. They want to go into theaters. The one of the best things about the film is there's a young man in the film. He's the producer. His name is Ed Martin, and Ed Martin is one of those dudes who will get whatever it takes to get something done without hurting people along the way. He built the crew together from people who have all worked in film for 15, 20 years like myself, who all love and have a passion for the project and for film, and are not just trying to get, you know, not just trying to get a check, but trying to get work done that actually can change the world.
Wow.
And this is that script. It's such an amazing project. I can't tell you that enough. I can keep saying that because it just rings in my heart true every time I say it.
So now you said you are not only casting, but you're also in it.
That is correct.
And what's your role?
The role I play is a guy named Louis. Louis is the eternal optimist, as long as he has a beer in his hand.
Oh, my God. Hope it's not Modelo.
You know, it should be Modelo because I love Modelo. That's only the only beer I will drink, honestly, especially Negro Modelo because I like that dark, rich taste. And I told the director if I can't have a Modelo, I want a Schaefer because I want to look like an old Mets fan from the 70s.
Okay, so this is taking place in East Harlem.
Correct.
And,
all over Harlem.
Yeah, where I grew up.
That's right.
Went to school, and so it should be a, it's almost like a platanos and collard greens type of thing.
That is,
or
that,
no?
that has there's some truth to that. Yes, it's I'll give you a little idea. The guy's name is, his name is Roberto, but they call him Tito, and the girl he was once married, lost his wife in a car accident. That's another one of the strikes against him. And the woman he finds is another woman who is his platanos and collard greens, or his rice and beans.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome, and things just happen. Yeah, I want to tell you more. You should just.
Well, I got to see the movie. You know, I don't know how I can get there to be like an extra, because of course I too was in a car accident.
I know.
So it's all about physical therapy, and you know, I don't want to be seen on film, and then my lawyers have
to don't do that.
Convince people, oh, she's really disabled, but she's in the movie.
Yeah, let's hold. Let's do that. Well, let's roll you out. Let's put you on a bed on the street, and just have you on the corner like, we'll have proof that you're not 100% yet.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't have a problem. Or I could be like the once, you know, used to be fly prostitute on the corner of Park Avenue with a cane.
Crazy.
Talking Spanish
in your
either.
Old outfit, kind of like Eddie Kane.
Yeah, you know, coming out there with my Sirius, with all my rosaries on and looking like a Morena.
Mm-hmm. You can do it. But listen, matter of fact, I'm going to tell the director about you tomorrow so we can work that out.
Oh, my God. As long as I look like, as long as the face is looking good, I don't care about nothing. As long as the face got to be, you know.
I know you still got it. Cause they don't give the name Darlene to people unless, because it sounds so much like darling.
Well, you know, that you got to blame that on the family. You know, that was my grandmother.
She knew what she was doing. She knew.
Yeah, beloved, that's what it means, beloved.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's
what it means. Amen. But listen, the topic for this evening was men who cheat, but the two guys that were supposed to be on to combat with the two girls chickened out on me. So I just been devoting most of the time to talking about what we need to do in relationships and family.
Mm-hmm.
And being that I have you on the air, and I think I overheard you say that you were married, and that's very good.
Yes, got married. It'll be a year in 2.5 weeks.
That is such a beautiful thing.
I have to
find the footage of you dressed like Santa Claus at the basketball game at City College.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can run that. But let me know, why do men cheat, in your opinion?
Okay. I will give you the most honest answer I can give you.
Because men say so many different things.
Well, this is what I think. Men have the innate need to conquer.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have that need, conquer means no matter what's going on in their life, there's still something to be done. And no matter how happy they are with their partners, no matter how happy they are with themselves, they still feel like they have some territory to take care of. And that territory is sometimes degrading someone's life, bringing someone down, or hurting somebody. And they don't think they're hurting them, but they are. They fail to realize. I think one of the reasons men also cheat is because they have not tapped into their, and this is very important, they don't know how to tap into their feminine side. All men have a feminine side. All women have a masculine side. When you can tap into that feminine side, you learn to respect and treat women with respect a lot more. So it doesn't mean you're gay. It just means you know better than to do that, because if you treat all women the way you should treat your mother, or the way you should treat your sisters, or the way you should treat your best female friend, then you'll respect all the women you deal with, no matter what. Even if they disrespect you, you'll deal with that. They might smack you, and you'll be like, all right, that's cool. I still love you. You know,
well,
they might not be at that point to say, God bless you, but they'll still be all
right. Let me tell you something. I agree 100%, but sometimes I think it has a lot to do with how men are raised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's according on how they saw their own mother treated,
mm-hmm.
or a family member treated, and they can either mimic the person that treated their parent a certain way,
mm-hmm.
or they can disregard it. And what you said about the conquering, like I have 6 brothers, so
mm-hmm.
I know that it's really rare for a man to be really focused on one woman unless he is like so complete within his maturity
mm-hmm.
and his soulmate.
No doubt.
Sometimes you just have to calm yourself down because there are a lot of older men in their 50s and 60s that still feel the need to go out there and chase everything that's available because they have choices. I just think that their standards have been lowered based on the media also. So what you said is 100% true, but there are so many other factors.
There are, and you're right. How you're raised is how you live. People forget that they forget to be nice to one another. It's almost like, remember how the city was after 9/11 for that first 6 months to a year?
Everybody
you
loved know? Everybody. Everybody wanted to help. Everybody smiled and said hello and whatever mm-hmm. was necessary. They wanted to make sure life was beautiful.
Right. Everyone tried to help each other. It became a community instead of a city. It became
mm-hmm.
one small community in a large urban area. It was beautiful. Everyone, I don't care what color you were, there was a lot of love to be given and shared. And that didn't last very long. And it should have, because it's so easy to just show love to somebody. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't cost much. It doesn't take much. It just takes a little effort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that men forget. They forget to put effort. And all it takes is one woman to hurt them along the way, and then they start knocking down the next one and knocking down the next one. And there are so few of us who, like, my parents have been married 49 years.
Wow.
So I believe in relationships. I believe in marriage. I believe in the length of a relationship and what it needs to make it work. And I don't, when my girlfriend, who is my wife now, when my girlfriend wanted to walk out on the relationship because of this or that, we fought to make it happen. I would not let her just walk away. And no matter what, we were going to make this work because that's what relationships are. They work. They're effort. You have to look at the A's, the B's, and the C's and still think about those D's because they're all parts of the alphabet.
Exactly.
And there's 26 parts of that alphabet, and you got to work and work and work until there's nothing left to do. And I'm looking at my wife right now. She's bathing the baby. You okay?
You have a baby now?
I have an 11-year-old and a 13-month-old.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome.
So it's a girl or a boy?
No. The baby has scissors? I'm sorry. I have not. They were in the top drawer last time I saw them. Sorry. The baby's name is Taylor, and my 11-year-old is Brianna, and she's right here washing dishes.
Oh.
And I'm a straight family man, and I told my wife, this is something else that brothers who listen they need to realize. I spent 40 years doing it my way. Maybe the first 10 I did it my parents' way, but I spent 40 years doing it my way, and the next 40 I'm going to enjoy my family. And
now, what about that singing voice of yours? Have you given it up?
No. I haven't given it up. I just haven't been doing it.
Are you going to sing on this soundtrack of this movie? Or you guys
I may. We actually talked about that just 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
The director said that my character thinks it's Sunday morning every day. So I told him I should sing Easy Like a Sunday Morning. so I like that idea. So I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Wow. Well, Tuffy, what other projects are you working on? You just focused in on the movie that that you're working on now.
Yes, my focus right now is on this show. I do have a show that's coming on. It starts next month on Valentine's Day. It's called How to Make It in America. It's a new show on HBO.
How to Make It in America?
How to Make It in America. It's from the writers of Entourage and the same producers.
I'm actually
on it as an actor. My character's name is Jabbar, and then, and this movie is the only other thing I have that's going on. This is the Miracle of Spanish Harlem, and I'd like to invite your listeners to come out if they're available next
mm-hmm.
week, Wednesday. We're shooting on the block of 115th Street between Pleasant and First Avenue.
Okay.
And I'd say like 9:00 in the morning. We'll be there all day. It's a huge day. It's the culmination of the film where we have hundreds of people in the streets because they heard about this miracle in Spanish Harlem.
Wow.
So
well, I grew up down there, so 115th and the 4th.
That's right. Wow. I drove by that yesterday.
Yeah, three buildings until they got it right.
That's right.
So I will definitely try to get down, and I will definitely let my listeners know that will be
Wednesday, February
3rd.
That's right.
At 9 a.m. on 115th Street in Pleasant and...
Between Pleasant and 1st, yes.
Between Pleasant and 1st Avenue. Oh, that's near a school, I think Benjamin Franklin School.
Exactly, so on the same block, up the block from Benjamin.
Yeah, okay. I used to manage some buildings over there. It's really nice over there. It looks like the village now.
Yeah, it's gotten. I called it Broho the other day because
yeah.
It's kind of like the Brooklyn Soho.
Yeah, definitely.
But
Tuffy, I want to thank you so much. Are you looking for actors for any upcoming projects? Do you have a website?
My website is tecasting. .com and you can
what
email
is it?
Me directly. It's www.tecasting.com, which is tecasting .com, and the email is tecasting@gmail.com. So you can find me.
Okay. Thank you
so much. It's good to hear your voice, sweetie. You sound great.
Same here. Well, hey, it's going to take a lot to stop me. You know I'm doing the TV stuff and the radio stuff now, and I'll keep you posted. I'll send you links.
Mm-hmm, please
hug
do.
Your and mom for me. I love her. She kept me kept my bills paid for many years.
No doubt.
And
I pray healing into your body now. I pray a lot of healing into your body.
Oh, thank you. Two car accidents in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Both as
but
a passenger.
Be thankful you can walk away from that.
Yep, that's what I said. It could be worse. I could be in
mm-hmm.
Haiti. You know
that's
what
right.
I mean? So I'm
that's
not
right.
even going to stress it. It's God's way of telling me to focus. So I'm focused.
Amen. Stay
thank
focused
you so
and stay
much,
in prayer.
And for calling in, and enjoy the music.
Thank you, darling.
And good luck with everything, and God willing, I will see you next week.
All right, I can't wait. God
okay.
bless.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Here No Evil. I'm Darlene Lewis. You're on the air.
Hello, Miss Darlene Lewis.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Dr. Ice from the group UTFO and Houdini calling in.
Well, it's about time.
You know, I have to apologize. I'm good, sis. I took me a little, you know, old man cat nap. And I got up, and I'm just checking, and I'm like, it's Thursday, I got to call D. So I said, I'm going to get in and catch you before you ever be mad at your boy and try to beat me up in the streets.
Exactly. I just got off the phone with Tuffy Questal. And
what?
You remember Tuffy from Video?
Yeah, no question.
Well, he's doing a movie, and, you know, they still have parts available.
Now, that's what's up, and I love him because he always stays busy and doing a whole lot of positive things. So
yeah.
I got to holler at him and
yes.
let him know to get a hold of the doctor. I want to be down.
Well, they're shooting in Harlem next Wednesday on 115th Street at 9 a.m., 115th
okay.
Street in Pleasant Avenue, actually Spanish Harlem. The movie
okay.
is called The Miracle, in Spanish Harlem. But today's topic, and we only have 6 minutes left, is
okay.
on why men cheat.
Okay. I mean, this is a beautiful topic, and it's a common topic, and I like that it's why men cheat, you know, because for every action, there's a reaction, and then in every reaction, you also have a lot of people who are immature. So in that cheating thing, it takes some time to grow up. You know, some people, you know, do it a lot earlier than others. You know, like I remember back in the days, you know, we'd see a young man or a young woman, and we'd always say, wow, they're really mature. You know, they just kind of knew where they wanted to be as opposed to wavering. So when you take that to relationship status, it's the same image. You know, when we're not wavering, when we're not looking around to score points, so to speak, or, you know, not focused on what's right in front of us, we tend to wander. And I think a lot of men wander. You know, sometimes it's an ego thing where their ego trip. And sometimes it's just an immaturity. So the cheating is a vast question, and it depends on the individual that you're dealing with, and it's on both sides of the fence.
That's
it's for
right.
men, and it's for women.
That's right. Because, you know, we have our issues too. But we do it better than you guys do, but...
Oh, no question. I mean, yeah, you know, that's dogs and cats.
How's it going with you? I know you're a family man.
Yeah, right now feeding my twins and my 15-year-old. But
that sounds so crazy to me.
Now, what about you? How are your twins, real quick?
My twins are 17.
Ooh-wee!
About to graduate from high school and
wow.
College. So,
wow.
Time's moving, man.
Wow, that's a blessing to hear. You tell them that the doctor say hey and keep doing positive things, following mama's footsteps, because that's what it is.
Well, they're going to be, I've got to catch up with them, you know.
Okay,
that's
what's up.
Whole nother level.
Wow.
So, but I'm happy to hear that you said you're feeding your twins. So you're doing the mommy thing right now.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely mommy daddy, like you
daddy
know, the, yeah, you know, like no doubt. I'm Paris and Italia. I'm on the line with them. Come real quick.
How old are they now?
I'm Paris and Italia. How old are you girls now?
Five.
What?
Oh my God, they're five.
So come closer, because I'm gonna put them on. I'm gonna put Paris on first, real quick. Paris, say hi, darling.
Hi, darling.
Hi. Hello, lovely. How are you? You sound so smart. Hello?
Thank
are you,
you
in school?
Not at home.
Oh, you're at home right now. Okay. Will you be going to school tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, and where's your sister?
She's right here.
Okay.
Now here's Italia. Say hi, darling.
Hi, darling.
Hi. Wow, you sound so sweet. You guys are so big. Oh, my God. So you're eating now?
No.
Oh, he's about to cook something for you. You're hungry?
Tell him, we say we had porridge.
We have porridge.
We had porridge. Excuse me. That sounds like an island dish. Let me find out you know how to make porridge.
Say, well, Grandma makes porridge.
Oh.
Grandma makes the porridge.
Oh, okay, because I know he don't know nothing about that.
Not daddy.
Not daddy.
Well, just because I have you on the line, I want you to know that I will be playing your song as soon as we hang up. We only got 2 minutes left. I want to thank you for
thank
joining
you.
In this
okay.
week. And,
yeah, and I just have, you know, real quick, we're out with Salt and Pepper and Big Daddy Kane and Houdini, the 5th and the 6th, Chicago, and then St. Louis. Those are the first dates, but I'll get you the rest of the dates because we have a lot of them this summer.
Well, email me, as you know, you must. And you must call
yes, ma'am.
Me next Thursday, and every Thursday at 6:30.
Okay.
And nothing but the open air to you because you're the man.
Thank you, boo-boo, and I'm the man sitting next to the woman.
Dr. Ice.
That's what's up.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, big sis.
All right. Talk to you later.
Later.
Come here, girl. I want you to sit down and just listen to me for a minute. I want to talk to you. You know, you're always telling me that men don't know how to express themselves. They don't know how to let go. Well, I want to express myself to you in this song and let you know that never, ever, ever be. Another man like me. Yo, let me get up inside your mental. Just feel me if you can. I'ma give it to you plain and simple so you can understand. The day we met, baby, it was divine. Hey, now how you read your love on Valentine's Day? I saw her by the phone, her skin so pretty brown, a smile a murder heart. With her, I settled down. I looked into her eyes and don't know how I knew she wanted the same thing, just to be happy too. So my prayer mission changed. Was no longer running game. I had a shell down with me, game. I don't wanna lose the love I found. Nothing can come between. I know how to show you, girl. I was raised a fly queen. I wanna give you all the finer things in life. White sands, blue seas, and the title of my wife. You can hold the doctor's ice. Just give me some icicles. One boy, 20 girls, and I change your life a little, love. Never, ever be another man like me. No, here's another one. Yeah. And another one. Never, ever be another man like me. Yeah. Yo, PA, sing it, baby. I want you to know I'm happy with you, girl. Yeah, yo, check this out. Yo, tell me what you never had. You never seen. Tell me all the things you love and what would make your world serene. You ever see the sun shimmy over the ocean while you lay up on the yacht and get your whole body all lotion? Sipping a Mai Tai, some finger food's the best. Sail out to be more and catch a crab fest. Fly out to Italy and do a little shopping. I'm in at a party. This life is never stopping. Follow those rose petals, they lead to the tub. The temperature is set, includes a back rub. Limit all your body down. Do it in a special way. The car that says I love you forever and a day. And look here, girl. If you still don't understand what I'm trying to say to you, yo, full force, break it down to us like this. Yeah.
Dr. Ice featuring Full Force, They'll Never Be remix. I want to thank you for tuning in once again to Hear No Evil on blogtalkradio.com. And as always, we bring it to you real, raw, and right. Tune in every Thursday at 6:30. 347-989-0761. You can also watch me at Celebrity Showcase TV on Time Warner Cable every Wednesday at 6:30 and on RCN Cable every Wednesday at 6:30 on Channel 83 and simultaneously online at www.mnn.org. Click 56 for Celebrity Showcase. Tune in next week where we will discuss Black history. Thank you for tuning in, and you make it a special one. Bye-bye.